This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The family of a man who died in ICE custody is suing the company that runs the Aurora facility and its doctor. CPR's Haley May reports.
The family of Melvin Calero Mendoza, an asylum seeker who died at the Aurora Center in 2022, are alleging medical negligence led to his death. Medical examiners found the 39-year-old died from a blood clot that stemmed from an untreated toe injury. Elizabeth Jordan, an attorney who's represented the family in the past, says there's a pattern of failed oversight at the for-profit facility.
There's still no accountability. I think this system has proven itself to be rotten to the core.
The district court lawsuit demands the case go to trial. Attorneys say they're seeking justice for Calero Mendoza's partner and children. Haley May, CPR News.
CPR News tried to contact the GEO Group for comment and has not heard back. ICE says it does not comment on pending litigation. Colorado says tribal governments cannot sue state officials over online sports betting. The Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute tribes filed a complaint against the state in federal court earlier this year. The tribes say the state government hindered their efforts to get into sports gambling. This week, Colorado filed a motion to dismiss the case, arguing that state officials were immune to such claims and that the tribe did not have sufficient grounds to file the lawsuit. Some Colorado congressional candidates are out raising their competition in these last weeks before Election Day. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democrat Tricia Calvarese proved that having Republican Lauren Boebert as a foil can be a strong fundraising boost. Calvarese raised more than $2.6 million, five times more than Boebert's $530,000, in their race to represent the state's 4th congressional district. On the other side of the state, Democrat Adam Frisch raised $2.2 million compared to Republican Jeff Hurd's $1 million. While the Democratic candidates have a lot more cash on hand than their Republican counterparts, they aren't guaranteed to win. Both are running in Republican-leaning districts. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.